listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. There's urgent welfare concerns for two Perth brothers believed to be missing in Mexico while on a surfing trip. The men in their 30s haven't been in contact with their family since last weekend and failed to arrive at their Airbnb in the northern state of Baja California. It's understood they have been travelling with a friend from the US. A boost to shark hazard mitigation across WA. The state government injecting more than $17 million to increase safety measures, including upping helicopter patrols. Fisheries Minister Don Punch says it'll see more installations of the beach emergency numbers.
Those beach emergency number signs, which give an instant location of where people are so effective in helping first responders to get to an emergency quicker, and we know that that has saved lives.
Three substations have allegedly been stolen from a Coolgardie mine site. Police allege it happened sometime over the past few weeks and urge anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. The Prime Minister has flagged more policies to address domestic violence. It follows a nearly $1 billion announcement yesterday to provide support for people leaving violent relationships. Anthony Albanese telling the ABC there's plenty of work to do.
Yesterday made steps forward. It's not job done. This isn't something that you solve with a meeting on one day.
Wandawi police say they're not able to fly their Australian flag due to damage to the flagpole. It follows concerned community members who raised questions after noticing it was gone. Police say the flag is being stored appropriately and will return to its rightful place once repairs are complete. In sport, a big opening round in the Esperance Footy League at the weekend. Gibson starting the season with a win, defeating Lions 63-44. Meantime, EFC couldn't get it done, going down to Ports by 8.